It's a Friday night. Chris, big Lee Kernaghan concert you and I went to. It was an awesome night. We got to go backstage and have some fireball shots with Lee.
Yeah, I'm with fireball. It's my job for the drinks. So
that's his thing.
Oh, as my dad says, there we go. Don't
take the pants off.
So here we go. Kernaghan fireball shots.
Excellent. And you did what? No, nothing spilled. Oh, pass it around.
He's an expert at this. 25 years in the making.
Well, mate, to tell you what, it's just practice, but it's not something I take for granted. It's something I know this is a very important job to drink this.
Did not end well. How were you feeling Saturday?
We ended up leaving the car in Wollongong and catching an Uber home. And then the next morning, because we'd borrowed Mama Jude's car, she needed it. So we had to get up, get the girls out of bed at 5 a.m, throw them in the car, and then go. Do you know the good thing about the trip, though?
What's that?
Pulling into Warilla McDonald's, 6 a.m., getting myself a big coffee and the girls some hash browns. And I also bought a couple of pair of hamburger socks.
McDonald's sells socks now?
Well, it was McHappy Day.
Oh, right.
Yeah, which is awesome. I was so excited to get these hamburger socks. I bought two pairs just in case I lost one. And a busy, busy day, of course, at Warilla McDonald's and Warrawa McDonald's as part of McHappy Day. Glenn Dwar, you own Warilla McDonald's and a few others in the Illawarra. So tell me, were the socks as popular with other people as they were with me?
Yes, I've got to tell you, the socks literally walked out the store. we got quite a few boxes in early in the month, and by 11 o'clock on Saturday, they were all sold out.
Oh, lucky I did have to get up early to go pick up my car then. I would have missed out.
Now, you won't know a final figure for the next couple of days, but over the last couple of years, your stores have just done amazing. Warrawong was the highest seller 2 years ago right across the country.
Warrawong 3 years ago was number one in Australia. 2 years ago, Warilla was number one. And last year, Warilla was number one in New South Wales and ACT and second overall.
That's huge. Huge stuff. Yeah. So how did the days compared, do you think? I know you don't know a figure yet, but was it as busy?
Store-wise was very compatible with the other years, so I expect us to be right up there again this year.
And people were not just buying socks, they were just throwing you donations as well, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Look, the Illawarra community is a great community. That's why I love living here and proud to be born and bred in the Illawarra. They just get behind causes like this, and I'd like to thank all the people of the Illawarra that are getting behind McHappy Day.
And, of course, McHappy Day goes to helping Ronald McDonald House Charities continue the great work that they do. As someone that grew up in a country town, basically had to go to Wagga, which was a three-hour drive, when they finally got a Ronald McDonald House there, was amazing for people in country communities to be able to go and stay close by near their families.
It's very good. Ronald McDonald House does a lot of good for Australia, and anyone that's unfortunate enough to have a child stay there, well, they really appreciate what we do for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Well, well done on another great day, mate, and make sure you let us know when you know the final figure, all right?
All right, thanks very much, Chris and Jade. Have a good day.